I want to tell you what happened over the weekend. I'm married, but my husband is much older than me. I'm still fairly young, with a shapely figure, you know, big tits and a shapely ass, long blonde hair. I guess you would call me kind of a trophy wife, but my husband doesn't satisfy me sexually. I have everything I could possibly want, except a man with a dick that works. It seems like I'm horny all the time. I have a craving for a big, strong man with a nice, big, fat, thick cock that can make me come. My husband just likes to show me off. It's an ego trip for him. You know, letting other guys think that he must be a stud in bed to have nabbed a hot chick like me. Little do they know. He gets off on making me dress up slutty and then taking me to bars and showing me off. So last Saturday, he told me to get dressed up extra slutty because he was taking me to the new place in town, Vittorio's. It was a combination bar, restaurant, and nightclub with some high rollers. When we arrived, the parking valet eyed me up and down. I was wearing a short black miniskirt with a scoop neck white silk top that was almost transparent, and through which you could see my erect nipples poking out of my black lace shelf bra. He gave me a wink as he got in the car to park it, and I flashed him a flirty smile. My husband grabbed us a table as soon as we got inside and sent me up to the bar to place our drink order while he held on to the table. The place was very crowded, and there were not enough waitresses to handle everybody. The bar was very crowded, what with all the bar stools being taken and people crowding up to the bar to get their drinks. After a few minutes, I managed to squeeze my way to the front and was just signaling the bartender when I felt this huge male presence behind me. He was leaning against my back, squishing me up against the bar, his front pressed against my back, the full length of him crowding me. I could feel him pressing against my back and ass and legs. Then his bare arms came down around me and rested against the bar countertop, effectively caging me. I was trapped. All I could see of the stranger was his forearms. They were bare and dark brown, and he had this huge watch on his left wrist with a big round face. That was his only identifying characteristic. Then he leaned his head down and whispered something dirty in my ear. Boy, was he tall, maybe 6'5", and he whispered, "Bet you don't feel something like this against your pretty ass very often. I got 10 inches if you're interested." I didn't know what to say. This whole thing kind of caught me by surprise, so I said the first thing that popped in my mouth, which in retrospect, I probably shouldn't have said. You know how perverse men can be, always doing the opposite of what a woman says. So I said, "You call that 10 inches? And he said, "It will be when it gets hard, and seeing as how you question my manhood, I guess I'll just have to show you." And he proceeded to raise my short black mini skirt, shove my black silk panties to the side, unzip his pants to release his cock. He wasn't wearing any underwear. And then he lay his cock against the crack in my ass and started sliding it up and down. He slid his whole body up and down my back, and soon his cock was hard and thick and sandwiched between my ass cheeks. He said he was going to hot dog my ass, and he kept sliding his big cock up and down between my cheeks. I could feel it getting bigger and harder and thicker. It felt like he had 14 inches back there instead of just 10. And he was leaning his head over my shoulder to look down my cleavage. He could see right down the neckline of my blouse and see my big white globes, even my nipples. And he whispered how he wished we were alone so he could play with my tits, could suck my nipples, could smother himself in my cleavage. I still couldn't see his face, Just hear his deep voice blowing his hot whispers in my ear, sending shivers down my spine, and feel his big hard cock doing its thing between my sweet ass cheeks. I was getting turned on, but I couldn't turn around. I was still squeezed in between him and the bar. He started to rub his cock faster against the warm, sweaty flesh of my butt, and he started breathing heavy in my ear, saying how he wished we were alone so he could fuck me properly. And I was starting to wish the same thing when he said in my ear, "I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come." And then I felt him shoot a huge, big load of cum in between my ass cheeks. He shot a lot of spunk on my ass, spurt after spurt after spurt, and then he pulled back. I heard him zip up, and then he was gone. I was so horny that I reached between my legs to try and scoop up some of his cum and rub it on my cunt and on my clit, which was a hard little pee by now. Even push it up inside my fuckhole. That is, until I remembered that I was fertile, so I quickly pulled my hand out of my gash and licked his cum and my wet juices surreptitiously off my fingers. "What the hell just happened?" I asked myself. Here I am, left hanging with a messy ass. I stink of cum, and the bartender was handing me a tray of drinks with a smirk on his face. I was beyond embarrassed, but things were only going to get worse for me. I managed to carry the tray of drinks back to our table without spilling anything. But as I drew closer, I could see that my husband had permitted two strangers to join him. Two black strangers. He was talking to one of the men about global trade or something, and that's when I dropped the tray of drinks, because the man he was talking to was a big black man with his shirt sleeves rolled up, exposing his dark forearms and a big round watch on his left wrist. It was him, the man who had just fucked my ass at the bar. And sitting next to him was another big black man. He was just watching me as his friend was talking to my husband. He offered to help me clean up the mess since there still weren't any waitresses around. And while he did that, I ducked underneath the table to try and gather up the change from the $100 bill I dropped off at the bar. The second man said he spotted a 50 on the floor. And as I was already on my hands and knees underneath the table trying to reach it, he scooted down in his seat and said he would try and kick it over to me. But that was just an excuse, because what he really did was unzip his pants, whip out his big, fat, thick cock, grab my head, and shove it in my mouth. All the while, my husband was still talking business with his friend, totally oblivious to the fact that his wife was getting mouth-fucked just a few feet away. I didn't want to make a fuss or cause a scene, so I just went along with the cock-sucking. I was so horny from my first encounter, and besides, it isn't every day that I get a chance to take a big, beautiful, thick, black cock into my mouth and suck on it, or any cock for that matter. So there I was, underneath the big table, with my husband right there. But nothing distracts my husband when he gets to talking business, so I decided that I would enjoy myself. And as I was sucking this stranger's big black cock and worshiping it with my mouth, I managed to haul out my big fat titties up over the neckline of my blouse so they were all exposed to this stranger in case he wanted to grab onto them. And then he was fucking my mouth. He started playing with my titties while I sucked. And he was no dummy. He knew the best way to keep a woman sucking his clock was to play with her tits, to roll her nipples between his fingers, and to whisper how beautiful she looks with a cock in her mouth. Needless to say, I was eating this all up. I was getting wet between my legs, and I just had to finger myself. So I took one hand off of his big, long shaft and started finger-fucking myself as I sucked his cock. He saw what I was doing, and it must have turned him on a lot, because pretty soon he was pumping his cock further and deeper and faster into my mouth and even down my throat. I'm gasping and gagging and trying to be quiet while I sucked and licked his magnificent man meat. But I could tell he was getting close. His cock was getting bigger and thicker, and he was breathing really hard. And his cock was going down my throat so I could hardly breathe. He was squeezing my nipples and mauling my tits, and then he grabbed my head and pulled me in close to his groin and just held me there, tight to his belly as he shot his spunk down my throat. Oh. There was so much of it. I was just about choking on it. It flooded my mouth and even started coming out of my nose when he released my head and allowed me to catch my breath as he dribbled out the last few spurts of cum on my tongue and lips. Then he ran his wet, messy cock all around my face and nose and eyes. I was looking at him in the eye as he did this. Then I licked my lips. And swallowed and smiled at him. I even managed to rub some of his cum on my erect nipples. He quickly zipped up and sat up straight in his chair, all innocent-like. The whole episode probably taking not more than 5 minutes. I used my hands to wipe my face up the best I could, but I still had cum dripping off my nose when I surfaced from underneath the table. And fuck, now I even had his cum on my wedding ring. I quickly licked it off so my husband wouldn't see it, but it was too late. My husband was looking at me kind of funny. I guess my mascara must have been running down my cheeks because my eyes had teared up from the throat fuck, and I'd cum running out of my nose and a dried cum glaze on my face. And oops, I forgot to put my tits back in my blouse. They were still hanging out. My big white globes that looked like two large scoops of vanilla ice cream topped with two hard cherry pink nipples and covered with a white cum glaze topping. All three men were looking at my exposed tits, so I quickly shoved them back underneath my blouse. Well, truth be told, some of the other customers were kind of staring at me too for some reason. I must have gotten cum in my hair or something. Well, let's face it, I was a mess. Cum on my face, around my mouth, my lips, in my hair, running out of my nose, on my wedding ring, and on my tits. And I still had a wet ass and dried cum on my legs from the other man's cum dripping down my legs. And fuck, I was still horny and my fingers stunk. So I did the only thing I could do. I took a seat between the two black men, the two big tall, handsome black men and spread my legs and grabbed a hand from each of them and brought their fingers to my cunt and had them finger me while I asked my husband, "How's business, sweetheart? Made any new deals lately?" All the while I'm fucking myself on these two black hands, their fingers felt so good in my cunt, and I came in an explosive and convulsive orgasm. Oh, while hubby was still digging around trying to find the right napkin upon which he'd written all his business notes. Upon reflection, all in all, I think everybody had a good time at Vittorio's that night. I know I sure did. And I even managed to slip my cell phone number to these two strangers and hope they would call me. Something tells me that they will. It's called being covered in their cum, and they know I would like to be their cum dump cunt.